Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and there are not many episodes left for Australian Survivor. Heroes vs. Villains continues Sunday at 7:30 on Channel 10 and 10 Play, and our last person sent to the jury villa joins us now. It's Nina. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Survivor royalty, by the way, Carly. Her mum, a legend in the American series, an absolute legend. But Nina held her own in this one. In fact, you did a bit better than your mum in the sense that you actually won an immunity challenge, Nina. Congrats on that.
That I did. Thank you so much.
And how often are you bringing that to your mum, by the way? You just like brag at her? Did you? Is there any way you tried to bribe Jonathan Lapali to try and let you keep the necklace?
Oh my God, I tried so hard, but they don't, you know, they're like, we worked really hard to make that, so I think we're going to keep it. And I'm like, well, you know what? I worked hard to get it. Come on now.
Now, you were in our neck of the woods recently. You were here in WA. How did you like it?
It was beautiful. I have never seen views like this, never been to the Indian Ocean, and then the wine. Oh my God. Everything was just amazing.
I want to know your thoughts on the Bunbury Farmers Market, because we saw a snap of you guys all there. Did you enjoy that? It's like the IKEA of food, right?
Oh my God. I was telling my partner, because luckily he was with me, and I was like, dude, we need to bring this to the state, especially where I live. We have a lot of farms and farmers markets, but nothing like that. It was on steroids and it was amazing.
There's your endorsement.
Yeah.
Hey, talking about the season, watching it last night, George flipped his decision that he ended up voting for you purely on what you said at the tribal. How did that feel watching that back last night?
In all honesty, of course, it doesn't feel great, but I think back, all the conversations I had that day, everything that I heard, everything I saw, I thought I was making the best decision. I was like, there's no way he's going to do it. George is so decisive. When he's going to do something, he says it, and he didn't say it. Then he made a few comments at Tribal. I'm watching the guys behind me. And I said, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to fight for this. I'm going to see if I can make one last move to get these guys to flip. And unfortunately, it didn't work.
You look stoked to just have your torch snuffed, to be honest. You looked stoked that it was happening, because obviously you got sent home with the injury last time.
You know, nobody wants to go home, but I have a special circumstance where I'm like, oh my God, this brings my game to a close. I'm not getting forced out while doing an amazing job. I fought day in and day out. Unfortunately, it ended this way, whether by my own account or not. But I had a great time doing it. I made some really, really great friends. So this amazing, amazing journey has brought me so much, no matter how it ended for me.
Well, what is next for you, Nina, besides being the spokeswoman for the Bunbury Farmers Market? Because you have made a bit of a career, just like your mum, out of being on Survivor. Will you see, like, Survivor Russia or something like that?
Oh.
Like, is there, like, a Survivor...
Go Russia.
Is there, like, a Survivor circuit?
Oh, I hope so. And I want everyone to reach out. Please let me know. My mom played 6 times. I'm going for 7.
Nina, I'm curious. So at the moment, we've got Jerry, Liz, Matt, and George. Producer Shelby and I have been speculating over it. Say if it was that's the final order, who deserves to win just purely from what we've seen on screen? Is it safe to say Jerry is on the bottom of the pile? Is that safe to say?
On my perspective, yes.
Yeah.
Only because no matter how you feel about George, he has been doing amazing. No matter how you feel about Liz, she has at least had the chance to hold her own.
Yeah.
And she did that. Matt, in between Jerry, unfortunately, I just didn't see it at that time.
Yeah. So the real competition is between Matt and Liz, right? Because no one with half a brain would take George to the end, because he's going to beat them just purely from, like, you know, what he's done in the game. So say it comes down to Liz and Matt, how do you decide between those two? Because I feel like they're both equally played and they're not played. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And speaking from my experiences with them, I think I would lean a little bit more towards Liz, only because she gave me opportunities. Matt, we had a really good relationship at the beginning, but of course he got onto that vigilante ship and sailed away.
I completely agree. That's exactly the order that I'm putting there as well. We're looking forward to seeing Australian Survivor Heroes vs. Villains back again on Sunday for the last couple of episodes and catch up on 10 Play. Nina, an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.